This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts about the vax.
I thought that would be a cute way to start this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this hour of the program, trying for perfection but being human. I think that's probably the best thing we can wrap ourselves around, being who we are. And who are you? And why is it that you feel strongly about things? Most of the time, people that react to programs like this are people have strong feelings and strong intellect as well. Are you thinking and living what you're thinking? Are your thoughts things, I guess, is a question. I'd like to think that mine are, and they turn out to be. Even though I doubt myself sometimes, I was explaining earlier why it was that I felt okay, if not good, about getting the vaccines. It's a very personal thing. And it's unfortunately the personal side of it is being taken away from us by all the mandates. But then you think about, okay, well, how do you fix it? I'm not for the mandates. I think it's against the principle of pretty much everything. I'd rather think that you could get
the people. But how is it different from having kids in school needing to have certain shots to go to school?
I don't think that a lot of the vaccines that are required for school are necessary. Frankly, some are, some aren't. That's where I've been all my life. My daughter, not my son. I don't make the decisions, but I did help to make the decisions because the two of us, Tony and I, made the decisions about the kids as they grew up, and they had many of the vaccines. They had them all. They didn't have them all. I thought it was interesting, Victoria and Jay, that this hospital in New York is not going to deliver any babies because a number of staffers quit rather than get vaccinated. So what does that tell you? Does that make you worry about the vaccine, or have the two of you made up your minds like I have that it's okay?
It's a couple of, first of all, this story is in upstate New York. It was like a handful of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a handful of nurses. This has gone around the country and has become such a much bigger headline than it is. I don't know.
Well, isn't that the truth with most stuff that gets...
Yeah, it gets blown out of proportion, sure.
Yeah.
But by the way, if I was having a baby, I wouldn't want any of my doctors or nurses to not be vaccinated. I have a friend who's a doctor in Alabama, and he just lost a patient to COVID who was a brand-new mother who just gave birth. She got COVID while giving birth. She didn't want to get the vaccine while she was pregnant, and she died 11 days after she gave birth. And she has a newborn baby at home now, and she's gone. So, and she got it in the hospital from someone who was unvaccinated. I don't want that to happen. If I'm in labor, no thanks. I'll go to another hospital. I'll go somewhere else where everyone's vaccinated and people actually follow science. I don't know. I'm at the end of my tolerance rope with this.
Well, but you have, it's okay. But you have made up your mind, and you make good decisions for yourself, and you make a rational argument for it. Some people don't. I thought it was pretty interesting this weekend in Washington, this past weekend, there was a Georgetown University School of Medicine prof who held a rally for black people to understand why they need to have the shot. Because, among blacks, it's been pretty, 30% maybe have gotten it. They don't trust the government. They don't trust medicine.
It's even lower among Hispanics. I think that there needs to be so much more outreach and so much more education. And, culturally, there are a lot of black men, Cam Newton being one of them, who famously, just released from the Patriots, which, you can say it's because he wasn't vaccinated, okay, but if you're the quarterback and you get COVID and then the whole team grinds to a halt and then the whole team gets fined.
Pretty selfish.
It is. And so that's why a lot of the teammates weren't really, they're not really happy with people who are not going to get vaccinated when 90% of the NFL players are. But, within the black community and especially with black males, there is this, I don't know if it's an internet rumor. I don't know where it started, but there is this whole concern about it, preventing the vaccine, prevents you from being able to father children. And culturally, like, that's a huge issue that needs to be addressed. And it's not factual, it's not based in science, it's not real, it's this manufactured concern about it. And I just don't hear enough people reaching out to the black community and dispelling these rumors. I don't know where they start, but, you know, all it takes is for one friend to tell one friend, and then it's just no one wants the vaccine. It's awful. We need more education.
The U.S. is doubling the fine for people who break the rule if you don't wear a mask on a plane. It was $1,000, was it, or it was $500, now it's $1,000?
It was $500 for a first offense, and now it's $1,000, and the second offense is $1,000 to $1,500, or $2,000.
How many people, I would be curious to know, how many people have actually been fined under this? People who have refused to wear masks. I've been on that many planes in the last month or so, but I was on a number earlier on in the summer, and probably starting next month I'm going to be on a lot of planes for the next 6 months or so. And it hasn't bothered me one way or another, but if you're going to be on a plane for a long period of time.
I know people accuse you of being abnormal. Because you have common sense. 74% of these incidents where we've been hearing, you know, a flight attendant on Southwest got two of her teeth knocked out because an unruly passenger didn't want to wear a mask. It's 74% of the incidents are all related to people refusing to wear a mask. If you know you're going on a flight, you know you have to wear a mask. This is so stupid that people are acting like cretins. It's awful.
On flights, they do not mess around. There is, like, not a whole lot of tolerance for things. And this was before COVID. Yeah. It's just, like, people are totally forgetting.
It is a tough time to be a person in this country, in this world. It is. This is.
Well, it's a tough time to be a flight attendant, that's for sure.
Well, it is. But it's a tough time, just generally speaking. I'm sure that the Biden people didn't want to make the mandate. I'm sure that there are people who are getting shots that don't want to get shots, but they want to protect their jobs or they're protecting their pensions or whatever it is that they're protecting.
Right.
I get that. And so where do we go from here? You allow the Chinese continue in that Wuhan laboratory to develop more different, and it doesn't even really, they don't have to much anymore. The mutations are taking place on their own because of the original or the initial engineering of this damn thing. And so, you know, what hope do we going to get another shot for the specific Lambda and Delta variant? This is going to be, in my estimation, an annual thing. So those people like me who've never gotten a flu shot and never had the flu now have to realize, or not, I mean, this is what I'm going through thought-wise, the whys and the wherefores. I'm going to do this because I think that it's the better way. I would like to get to the bottom. I'd like to drop a bomb on the Wuhan laboratory, except what that would do is let out all of the stuff that's in there that shouldn't be let out. You know, so how do you put that's the thing. How do you put a stop to this? I saw something over the weekend that was very disturbing. Apparently, Fauci, at least according to this source, is still somehow or other managing, and why would it be going on, to send that private money over to the lab. Have you, either of you, seen that? And do you think there's any truth to it? Would he have that? Would he be that obvious or guilty? Whatever it is that you feel about Fauci, it is pretty clear that he sent funds over to support whatever was being done. He can argue around it whatever way he wants to, but he was responsible for funding some of the work that was going on in that laboratory, whether from private sources or public sources. And apparently still that's going on. Why is there anything? Why would anybody anywhere fund anything at that laboratory?
At this point? Yeah, that's
a good
question. Yep.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye.
Okay. I know.
solar energy and how it's going to be a factor in our future coming up here, 15 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobelift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobelift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
17 after the hour on the DJB program. Don't forget our weekly podcast. This is exclusive material you will not find anywhere else, called Zodiac Magic. Every week, this podcast focuses with astrologer Laura Banks, and I have astrologer Maria Trilogy as well, taking day by day how wherever the sun is and the moon is will help all of you, whether it's careers or whether it's love, whatever it is. You want to find out what's going on, the practical opportunities that come week by week and day by day. I hope you'll find it, especially those of you who are looking for financial information, too. This is a good time, by the way, according to Laura, the financial opportunities are great. So if you see something and you feel like, I want to invest in that, yep, check it out first. But that's what she says anyway. And then there's Mary O'Malley, who is one of the most important psychics in the country, and what we talk about this week in Zodiac Magic has to do with animals and how they communicate with us. Fascinating stuff. So check it out. If you're of that ilk, you'll find the new information. A lot of people love to know what's in the stars for them. Zodiac Magic at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast. Zodiac Magic. The fact that solar power could be responsible for up to 40% of our electricity needs by the year 2035 is a good, I think, I'm looking at some scientific developments here, and I think this is very positive because it doesn't have any negative impact other than if there's always a negative side, where they put them. I know that a lot of farmers are considering offers from a lot of these solar energy companies to put massive solar power units all over the farm. And that's not, it's a way to make the farm more viable, but it doesn't really help the use, it doesn't help farming. There are ways that you can do, however, I've investigated on my farm, how you can put the solar panels around the edges so that it doesn't affect what goes on in the pastures or on the land. So that's something that you can do, you can work with it. Also, some of the solar deals are just terrible. But if you just take it on face value, you put those solar panels on your house, which is what most of you are going to think about doing, and get your own energy covered as much as you can, that's a positive step, at least in my way of thinking. So the building that you live in, Victoria, does that have solar panels on it?
No.
It doesn't.
It should. We live on the beach. It should, but no.
Yeah, and there's a lot of sunshine. How about you, where you are, Jay? You have solar panels on?
My house doesn't, but a neighbor does.
Ah, okay. Well, maybe you can learn from the
gorgeous
neighbor. Yeah, fabulous. 21 after the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's the hour now on the DJV program, Trending Time, things that are trending. Oftentimes, the things, I wonder if the things that are trending, you know, they all seem to be lighthearted, Jay. And very infrequently we talk about things that are trending that are provocative. Although, I guess it depends on your definition of provocative. Is the dress that Jennifer Lopez is wearing over in the Venice Film Festival, is that provocative? And does that provoke people to want to take pictures of her and Ben? That seems to be something that's all over the place. No matter where you look at a trending list, there's at least a reference to Jennifer Lopez in her dress or the guy at the airport who got in Ben's face. One or the other or both, right?
Well, I think whatever they're wearing, they're making their debut as a couple again on the red carpet. They could be in sweats, and they're still going to have a swarm of people taking pictures.
Isn't it fun, I guess, in a manner of speaking, to see people that seem to be that happy? And then is it fun to have all the attention? Do you think they find it fun? Why do you think they become so public with their relationship? Like we see Britney Spears and her boyfriend were in public for a long time.
Well, they weren't really, Britney Spears and her boyfriend weren't really allowed to be public because of the conservatorship and all of that other drama.
She's not allowed to ride in the car with him. It's ridiculous.
And J-Lo and Ben, this is a whole different ordeal with this relationship than the first time they were together. That was at the height of paparazzi and social media was becoming a thing. And it was very, none of that, nobody ever had to go through what they went through. Now, you've done all of this stuff. You've been there, seen that, felt that. It probably is more of an annoyance than as traumatizing as it was the first go around.
She's the queen of the red carpet. She knows how to handle the press. You should have seen her. She got out of the car. Ben got out of the car on the red carpet, and then he stood there for his press photos, and then he had this hilarious little grin. He goes and he opens the back door, and out descends J-Lo in all of her J-Lo-ness, and then all the crowd that was there just went nuts. It was just crazy, but it was such a cute moment. Jay and I spent the entire weekend texting pictures back and forth.
Really?
We are very, very in favor of
Ben
for 2.0.
They are so smitten with each other. It's just adorable. And it's so cute seeing, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not, seeing people who are so madly in love, seeing adults of a certain age so madly in love.
They're actors. How do you know they're not just acting?
They're almost like 2 years out of prom. This just is so sweet.
Yeah. So there's a great lesson then in this for lovers of all ages everywhere. that romance gets kindled and sometimes can be
never
rekindled.
Give up on love. I think that's the answer, right?
Uh-huh.
Because 18 years later, I mean, think about it. They uh-huh. broke up this week 18 years ago.
Were they in
they
touch with each other
wedding.
At all during that time, do you think?
Yeah, Jennifer
probably
Lopez
sporadically.
Has, she said that over email every once in a while they would check in and say, hey, I saw your new movie, great job, or congrats on the Oscar, or whatever. And then when the A-Rod stuff started happening in January, Ben reached out, and that's when apparently he made his move, and it worked. Mm-hmm. He got her back.
Slid into those DMs, and it worked.
Well, then and Damon says that he is always like J-Lo, best with
yeah.
Ben. And he probably knows Ben better than anybody.
Probably,
in terms of,
yeah.
A friendship because
and
they grew
Ben's
up together
mother.
On the same street.
Yeah, and the other thing is, it's always important to have the parents like somebody. Ben's mother loves Jennifer Lopez. I'm sure she
yeah.
also loves Jennifer Garner because
yeah.
Jennifer Garner seems like a very sweet person.
What
but,
not to like? Yeah, exactly.
Right. And
yeah.
then Jennifer Lopez's mother, Lupe, she has been obsessed with Ben since they were together the first time. So all the moms are on board with this.
Lupe Lopez. How'd you like to have that for a name?
Guadalupe,
Lupe,
yeah.
Lupe. So the last time they did the red carpet was in February of 2003, when he was in Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
The movie
yeah,
he met
that
Jennifer
time.
Garner on. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they were engaged at that time. So, all right, a lot of hoopla. And those of you who are trying to figure out why people get so excited, it's about love and romance. People love romance. People love to see somebody else, even if you're not happy in your own shtick. It's nice to see somebody else who's happy in theirs. Food for thought, anyway. 28 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Keep working hard. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In 1900, at the age of 44, Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, wrote a letter to his friend telling him that he doubted his book would be successful. Now, mind you, Dr. Freud had already been practicing his craft for 18 long years when he published this work of his, a work that sold only 600 copies and netted him a mere $250 in royalties in the first 8 years after its publication. That book of his, that book he thought was a failure, entitled The Interpretation of Dreams, became the foundational work in the field of dream psychology and inspired generations of therapists, not to mention untold countless patients. You think you've worked hard? Keep working hard. Your time will come. For inspiration, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As some of America's youth enjoys the idea of American socialism, so far the experiment has given us higher gas prices, higher food prices, and 10 months of consistent inflation numbers. As the latest consumer price index numbers come out today, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News weighs in on capitalism versus socialism in America.
We did a survey and free market capitalism beat big government socialism by 59-16. That's an amazing number. And it shows you how the socialists have frankly alienated themselves from most Americans. I think what's going on is they watched Bill Clinton. He lost the Congress in 94. They watched Obama. He lost the Congress or the House in 2010. And I think deep down, all their leadership expects to lose next year. And so they want to ram everything they can through the system before they're defeated. And if that means they defeat 30 or 40 of their marginal Democrats in the House and 3 or 4 or 5 in the Senate, that's the price they've decided is inevitable. And so they're going to try to get this stuff through. I think, however, the Ways and Means Chairman today went. He came out and talked about $3 trillion in tax increases and was very candid and said he's not going to share the details because everybody will mobilize in opposition when they see the taxes. Well, that isn't going to work. All across the country, you're going to have people calling their House and Senate members and saying, I do not want you to vote yes on raising my taxes. And I don't see how they get it through the Congress.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here we come to save the day, 34 after the hour on the DJV program, thinking every day about what your expectations are and trying to meet them. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer, off. You can never outperform your own expectations. If you're expecting to have a good day today, great. Let's make sure that we can help you fulfill that desire. We've been doing a lot of gossiping off and on. There's a lot of gossip around. A lot of people like to, if that's what it is, when you look at the trending list, looks like a lot of gossip to me. And I like it myself. Especially when I see something, Victoria's always accusing me of clickbait. And I was looking at a couple of things here, pictures of celebrities and with all the talk about J-Lo and Ben and stuff. There is a lovely picture of Christopher Maloney with Mariska Hargitay.
They're over, so cute.
They really are.
Yeah.
And so they were both in the box. There was a big tennis match apparently in New York.
Apparently? It was the U.S. Open.
Well, okay.
That was huge.
Kind of big.
Yeah, it's a huge, big, huge deal. Right. Yeah.
So lots they were there with their spouses. And Mariska Hargitay's husband is a well-known actor. And apparently, whenever you see them together, pictures of them together,
what's his name? Peter.
Peter Herman is his name.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, right. And he plays Bridget Moynihan's husband on Blue Bloods, and he's done a lot of. He's a very well-known character actor, and the two of them, when you see them together, seem so happy. And they, you know, they talk about each other and their romance and their family life and stuff. And then when you see Maloney, there's a picture of him kissing Mariska as he walks in. They're in the vodka suite. What is Grey Goose? Is a big
Grey
vodka,
Goose vodka,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So they were invited into that suite. And
that's where all the celebrities hang out.
Right. And Maloney has got a glass in his hand, obviously some vodka. And he reaches over and gives Mariska a big kiss. And he does it while he's looking at Peter Herman. And him, you know, apparently they all get along so wonderfully well. And it's nice, it's refreshing to see sort of a mature attitude toward friendship with men and women that isn't sexual, even though you know that the people who watch the show, the Law and Order shows that the two of them are in, want them to be a couple on the show. But when you see them in public, they are obviously very friendly, and the husband and wife. Although I never see, I remember meeting because he lived next door to me. Maloney lived next door to me for 6 years in Santa Monica. And he had a wonderful, beautiful baby. And baby used to come over and play with Charlotte and stuff. And I'd come home at night and he'd be sitting on the porch learning his lines. We had a nice conversational relationship. I remember he invited me over to his house for a Christmas party. And had the most fascinating conversation with Dan Florek, who played the captain for a long, long time on Law and Order. And he lived in Los Angeles, but all the shooting was down in New York. So for, he started on Law and Order when they first started some 30 years ago. He's one of those guys, that Dick Wolf, who's the producer of all these shows, he's one of the stable guys. You know, he'd be in, then he'd be out, and he'd come back again. Wolf loves to use the same actors in many of his series. So he got Florek to come back after he'd left for a while because he was tired of going back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast every weekend. And apparently Wolf made it worthwhile financially for him to do it for another 20 years. And then I don't really want to, I can't do this anymore. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And so he stopped. And that's when Hargitay's character moved up to be the captain. But there's something about how she's matured. If you know her history, and her mother was Jane Mansfield, her father was the bodybuilder Hargitay, I forget his first name, but the two of them both died in rather strange circumstances. And the fact she just sort of appeared on the Law and Order shows. Remember? I mean, I never saw her in anything else before that.
No,
didn't even
I've
know
never
who
seen
she
her.
Was.
Yeah, Mickey never Hargitay. Seen her in anything else. Yeah. I remember when, the show's been on forever.
22 years or something like that.
Yeah, and I remember my grandfather, he lived with us, and he loved Law and Order. And I remember he said, oh, you know, do you know who her mother was? And I was a kid. I was like, I don't know. And he said, Jane Mansfield. And I said, I still don't know.
Right,
and
yeah.
Then, and then when I Googled Jane Mansfield, you know, then it made sense why my grandfather would know who she was. She was a bombshell actress, you know, back in the day. So, yeah, it's cute. But I've never seen Mariska in anything else. I think she's such a good actress, too. I think she could be doing a lot of things, but clearly, you know, this must be her passion. Yeah.
Well, I think she's passionate about it in the personal sense about these victims. She seems to be active in those groups.
Yes.
But also, there's a stable of actors that are in this show that have been there. She and Ice-T apparently are very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And Ice-T has stayed there all, you know, through the whole incarnation. And there seems to be a group. It's almost like the Blue Bloods family. You know, they all stay, they stick together because they like each other. And it's kind of neat anyway. And
when it's
so
steady work, you don't have to worry about being out of work or trying to get the next project and going on auditions and reading for people. You have steady work, and if it's a gig you like, why walk away?
Well, she has a family, and that's right. She wants to be in New York, and it all fits together. I think those guys, she's probably at this point in somewhere between the $350,000 and $500,000 an episode.
She'd have to be, right? She carries the show.
Yeah, she carries the show. Yeah, right. She does. And does it well. So, anyway, that's that story. I was doing some scientific research and talking about science earlier. We were discussing solar panels and solar power and how important it's going to be as we move forward, which is probably a good thing. Here's something else you may be interested in. The largest direct air, carbon dioxide capture or sequestration plant has gone online. Capturing CO2 is certainly something that helps the environment. And a lot of emissions that, you know, we look at the thing that creates the biggest problem. As you get into the photosynthetic process, you know how important it is to get CO2 out of the air. Mm-hmm. Trees and greenery do that. So now in Iceland, they have a new, it's a big plant called Orka, which is the word for energy in Icelandic. Have you ever, what is
that? I never knew that.
I don't, what is Icelandic sound like?
Because you know the Orca whale.
Like? Yeah, but what is it? Have you ever heard anybody speak Icelandic?
Yes, it sounds incredibly difficult to learn.
Is it like Danish or some of the Scandinavian languages?
It sounds like a mix of, honestly, I mean, I grew up, my dad's from Ireland and he speaks a little bit of Gaelic, and it sounds like a mix of like Scandinavian and Gaelic, which is also very similar too. It's hard to describe. It's a very interesting language to hear spoken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you wonder every once in a while, this is how my mind works, where do all these languages come from, and how did they conveniently get created around boundaries, the boundaries of land? Why is it that Chinese is different than Japanese? And why is it that English feels different than other Romance languages? And how did they develop in the first place? I took a class
on the history of language, and it's interesting because, like, when you hear someone with a really thick Boston accent, which you're obviously very familiar,
right?
If you hear a very thick Boston accent, they've traced that back to the 1600s. What the British accent actually sounded like is very similar to a really thick Boston accent. And so what happens with language is when you take a group of people, you transplant them to across the world where there is no, the language basically becomes dead in its tracks at that point. And so that's why they say that they can trace what the English accent sounded like, because they essentially dropped off pilgrims, and whatever that accent was is that thick Boston accent. That's the closest thing that we could get to hearing what the proper British accent was back then. But in England, the accent, as, you know, immigrants move in and out and different dialects and things like that. I mean, all language is ever evolving except for Latin.
Yes.
But, you know, so accents and things will change. But so it's a really interesting way that they've mapped where people have explored the world and where language has sort of stopped and where it's then picked up a whole new strain, if you will, kind of, you know, like a viral strain of new accents and new inflections and new dialogues that come in. It's really interesting.
So if you wonder why there are so many, that's very interesting, very compelling. Yeah, why there are, is an interesting and...
Like, why is the French accent different in Canada than it is in France? It's the same language, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
If you take French in Haiti, Haitian French is actually much closer to what the old French was, because, again, you've got that island where, you know, slaves were brought, and then that language just sort of, it didn't evolve farther, you know? It just stayed there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is very interesting.
I have a couple of Jamaicans that work with me on the farm. And one of the
I love a Jamaican accent. That's
very
the best.
Good, right? Exactly. Here, yeah. Every time I say, "Well, Delroy, can make sure you get that done by noontime." No problem, Mon.
First of all, the idea of anyone calling you Mon is hilarious.
Right. Well, you'll have to meet him when you're here.
I can't wait.
Thursday. Another invention that is this is something you wonder why this hasn't happened yet. Apparently, a fellow from Kenya. Is an entrepreneur, and he found a startup.
Oh, it's a woman.
That turns,
yeah, that's, it's a 29-year-old woman. Yeah,
I didn't know it was a woman.
Yeah, and she's an engineer and entrepreneur. Yeah, this is a great story, though. I love this.
Turns plastic waste into bricks that are stronger than concrete. Now, this means something to me because the guys were working up chimneys on both ends of my house, and they're painted white, and the white peels off all the time. And so I said to Michael, who was working on one of them this weekend, I said, why don't you just take the drill and put a bit in it that has a wire brush and clean the bricks that way instead of scraping them by hand? He said, if I did that, the bricks would disintegrate because they're old. And if you put that kind of pressure, and I hadn't thought about that. And this woman and her invention addressed that, because the bricks will never fall apart now the way old bricks do. You know how bricks get
of course.
They crumble. Chip and crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So it's created out of waste, 5 to 7 times stronger than concrete because it's a fibrous material anyway, plastic is, and the brick ends up having stronger compression strength. So did you see pictures of this, Victoria?
Yeah, they're colorful.
It looks just like
they're blue and red and different colors, and they've made brick pavers. And so they basically have, in Kenya, where her factory is, they've made brick pavers, like,
where
it's just dirt.
How'd you get the money to finance this? Some smart guy must have put up the dough, heard the story, or she knew somebody, because this is...
I think she applied for grants. I think scientific grants. Yeah.
Can you imagine how much money is this? This woman's going to be worth an enormous amount of money.
It's an incredible invention, and she said right now, you know...
Has she patented it all?
I think so, yeah. I think so. But at this point, they're making brick pavers, but she said the housing issue in Kenya is, she said, this is unbelievable that it's 2021 and we can't even provide housing for people that doesn't fall down or blow over. And so she said she wants to take these plastic bricks and turn them into bigger building blocks. That's the next step. That's the next phase of her factory. And
they won't break down. Bricks especially break down, and wood and everything else. If you have homes and steel near the ocean with salt in the air, this will
ruin. Yeah, this made me think of the Surfside building that collapsed in Miami.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, because remember, just a few weeks ago, you and I were talking about that, and because I live on the shore, and you are close to the shoreline, and, you know, in California and Massachusetts, and we were both saying, like, wouldn't it be great if someone could come up with some material, some non-porous material that wouldn't break down, and then here's the story of this incredible entrepreneur in Kenya who's basically designed that
exact
product.
Why hasn't anybody done this before? Here we are, 48 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right back on the DJV program at 53 past the hour, focus on where we are in America. What is this American experiment all about? I have one of the country's finest minds, somebody that most people will know. David Rubenstein has been a fixture in Americana for a long time because of his business experience, because of his broadcast experience. I'm looking, excuse me, at the Madeleine Albright interview, focusing on immigration. What does that bring us?
This is a country where we have 46 million immigrants. No other country in the world has anybody anywhere close to that many immigrants. And we have 40 million additional people who are children of immigrants. So we are a country of immigrants. That's how this country really became so strong. Madeleine Albright is an illustration of that. She rose up to be not only the first woman to be Secretary of State, but the second immigrant to be Secretary of State, the other being Henry Kissinger. And it's somebody I worked with at the White House when I was very young. I've known her for quite some time. And I tried to get her to explain what it's like to be an immigrant to this country and then rise up, and she did a great job of it.
I think the Ken Burns focus, here's a guy who's really dug into kind of the same thing you're digging into. Is that what you found when you talked to him?
Ken is the world's best documentarian, in my view. I mean, he's just done an incredible job. The Civil War documentary was spectacular. This one I interviewed about was the Vietnam War. And sadly, as all of us who've lived through that war know, it was not one where we were told the truth by all the political leaders. And in fact, it turns out that he uncovered the fact that the political leaders knew all along we couldn't win the war militarily. And it was really a political gesture. Sadly, 58,000 Americans died for that political gesture. So he brought that home in his series, and it's a sad, sad story in many ways.
Do you think that it's more people our age who know who Walter Isaacson is versus his universality? I found what you wrote about him or what you got out of him pretty fascinating regarding innovation, but how did you get him to come and get on board here?
Well, Walter is somebody I've known for quite some time through the Aspen Institute, where I've been involved, but he was the president for a while. But I've interviewed him about all of his books on Benjamin Franklin and Albert Einstein, his book on the innovators, his most recent book on the Codebreaker, which is about the woman who won the Nobel Prize for CRISPR, and also his books on Henry Kissinger. So he's a very, very good writer about geniuses, most particularly probably Leonardo da Vinci. So he really explains how people who are really smart are creative and can change the world, and that's what that interview was about.
Paul Simon and Wynton Marsalis are a part of looking at the American experiment from a musical perspective. Interesting combo, to those two together.
Yeah, Wynton Marsalis is a person who basically personifies jazz, and his life is jazz. He thinks that jazz is basically another way of living. In other words, if you don't understand jazz, you can't understand life. Paul Simon is one of the greatest songwriters in American history, and his lyrics are just really haunting in many ways, and he just has a gift for that that very few people have had. So both of them I've gotten to know over the years, and I admire both of them.
I know you interviewed Billie Jean King. You probably have talked to her. I can't imagine you haven't talked to her more than once.
I've talked to her a few times, and you know, she has a new book out herself now, and she's lived an incredible life. She fought very hard from a blue-collar background to become one of the best tennis players in the world, but also to fight for equality for purses between men and women. She got that. And then she, when she came out of the closet, and she had been a closeted lesbian, when she came out of the closet, it was shocking to many people that she would do that, because that was seen as the kiss of death for an athlete at the time. But clearly she changed the world in that respect as well.
What do you think our biggest challenge is, David?
At the moment, we've got to get the country together. Right now, we're bitterly divided between Democrats and Republicans, people that will take a vaccine and people that won't take a vaccine. It's not a good situation, and I wish we could find some way to bring the country together so that we could take these enormous intellectual and natural resources we have and make the country even better than it has been. That is a big problem right now.
One of the things I think that is derived from a read of the American experiment is sort of a footprint, whether that was what you desired as you put it together, reading these people, understanding what their points of view are, and seeing, because there's such a variety of people here, they all have a message. Maybe what you're saying in a way is, why can't people see and hear these messages and bring themselves together? It kind of, you know, you go back to September 11th and wow.
September 11th was a tragedy. 3,000 plus people died, though we've now lost 650,000 people because of COVID, which is an enormous number of people. The country has, I think, not been pulled together by COVID. It's been split down the middle by COVID, sadly. Normally, when you have a national tragedy, people come together. And here, this one, surprisingly, people have split apart.
David Rubenstein, the book is called The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream. Fabulous read. Thank you for being here on the DJV program.
My
David,
pleasure.
Best of luck.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.